Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. I thank you for this day that you have made. Lord, I ask that your power empower us this morning on this prayer line as we go into battle, Lord. But as we know, the battle is not ours, the battle is yours. And we come before you this morning, Lord, asking for your presence on this prayer line, that we would do what you want us to do, Father, that we would cry out for our nation, we would cry out for our city, we would cry out for our country this morning, Lord, because you have promised us where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. And I know that you are in our midst this morning. So, Father, I come again in your name asking you to prevail and for your spirit to take control. Good morning again, friends. This is the Global Prayer Line and Global Prayer for Christ. The theme for today is the enemy is disabled. And as we know, we are in a battle. And this morning, we are battling for the city of Newark. We are battling for the surrounding Essex County area and for the country. And the scripture this morning, we would start is from Exodus 17. And we know the story about when Moses, when the people of Israel had left and they were in the wilderness. I would just read from chapter 3. And the people thirsted there for the water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is that that thou hast brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smote the river, take in thy hand, and go. Behold, I would stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And we know the story that when Moses went up to fight the Amalek, he started to get weak. And Joshua and Ur held up Moses' hand. And we know the story that as long as they held up Moses' hand, the Israelites was winning the battle. But every time they took the help away from Moses, the Amalek was winning. And that is to show us that right now we are the Joshuas and the Hur that is holding up Pastor Han, that is holding up Chuck Pierce's hand with prayer. And as long as we pray, things are going to happen, because God has promised us that prayer changes things. As long as we pray and we battle in prayer, because it is a battle, everything is going to be fine, because God has promised us that prayer changes things. So we are going to hold up Pastor Aubrey Gregory's hand. We are going to hold up Chuck Pierce's hands and all the other ministers and all the other people and elders who are battling this morning for the city of Newark. I don't know if everybody was on the line when Pastor spoke about the seven curses that we are battling against for the city of Newark. It is the curse of religion, the curse of intimidation, the spirit of tradition, the spirit of impurity, the spirit of compromise, the spirit of Jezebel, and the spirit of pride. So these are the seven spirits that we are battling against for the city of Newark. And this morning, as I say again, just like the Israelites, we are in a war. And as long as we pray, prayer is like the hand holding up things. As long as we pray, the battle, we are going to disable the enemy. The theme today is the enemy is disabled. And the only how we will be able to disable the enemy is with prayer and fasting. And on that note this morning, I would like again to welcome everybody. This is Sister Christine LeMay on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory. This morning, I would like someone to go into prayer. We would start off with prayer for the meeting this morning, that God would move, that God will dismember all these spirits, the spirit of religion, the spirit of tradition, Jezebel, pride, and that God will move in that meeting today, that there is going to be a change, that God will direct Chuck Pierce and the other members of the team with which direction to take the city of Newark. So would someone pray for Pastor and the team that is in the meeting this morning? Hello? Okay, we would, I would start us off in prayer. Father, as we come to you this morning, we come again asking for your mercy, for your grace, Father. We ask for forgiveness for our sins, and we ask, Lord, that you wash us in your precious blood one more time. Father, we come before you this morning, lifting up the meeting this morning with the men and women of the city of North that is coming together. Father, we lift up Pastor Gregory, that you will strengthen him, that you will give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to go forth, Lord, as you want him to go forth in your name. We lift up Chuck Pierce this morning, Lord. We lift up all the other members of this meeting, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you intervene, that you take charge, that you give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to do what they have to do, Lord, to turn the city of North around. Father, we know that it is a battle, but we know that the battle is yours. And as long as we give the battle to you, Lord, and we cry out to you, Lord, and we turn from our sins and from our wicked ways, you promise us that you will heal the land. Father, and we ask for healing for the city of North. Father, we ask that you will turn things around, Lord, that you will give them that you will give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to battle and to fight a good fight of faith, and that we, Lord, will stand by them like the Joshua and the Aaron and the Ur, that we will hold up their hands, Lord, in prayer, and that we will seek your face, Lord, for guidance and for protection and for all that you have blessed this city of North with, that you, your word will go forth, Lord, and your word will bring North, Lord, to be the city that you have created it to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone with a praise report or a prayer request? You can come forth now with your praise report or prayer request.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning to all of the saints. Thank God for life on this morning. And while I was praying earlier on this morning, it just came on my heart that she continued to pray for Sister Sammy. You know that the enemy is not pleased when he loses one, and he would do his best to see if he could take that soul, but we want to agree this morning that the Holy Spirit would prevail in her life, that she would just remember to call upon the name of the Lord and just praise God for all that he's done already, and that she would believe, continue to have faith that God that began a good work in her is able to complete it. So if you could lift her up in prayer this morning.
Okay, I know my sister Tammy is on the line this morning, but we'll lift up Sister Tammy in prayer this morning, because we know that she is in a battle. The Lord has started a work in Sister Tammy's life, and the devil would not give up, but we know that God is in control, and once he is in control, he started a work in Tammy's life, and he's able to bring her out, take her through, and bring her out victoriously.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, this morning we lift up Sister Tammy in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will watch over her, that you will keep her. We thank you for what you started doing in Sister Tammy's life. We thank you for delivering her from all the things that the devil had her tangled up in, Lord. Father, we know that she needs your strength, and we are praying your strength this morning, that you will touch Tammy from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, that you will keep her, Lord, that you will strengthen her, that you will give her the courage, Lord, to go forth, and that you will give her the wisdom to call on your name, Lord, because when she is weak, you are strong. We ask, Lord, that you will open her spiritual eyes to see what you want her to see, Lord, that you will give her the strength to walk, Lord, in your will, Lord, that you will give her the desire to want to serve you. Give her the desire to want to read your word, and when she reads your word, that she will understand, Lord. Father, we pray that you provide for her every need, Lord. Provide for her food, Lord. Provide for her shelter, Lord. Father, and as she go to school, Lord, that you would give her the knowledge and the understanding to understand everything that is being taught to her, that you would open doors and grant her favors with you and with man, Lord, and that she would win this battle. She would be a testimony, Lord, that she would go out there and win other souls for your kingdom, Lord, that she would be bold enough to go out there, Lord, and show others what you have done in her life, Father, because we know that she has the victory. And we lift up Sister Tammy in the name of Jesus, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I would also like to lift up a young lady by the name of Carla. In prayer, Carla is seeking a job. She's seeking direction for herself and her two children, that God will lead her and direct her where he wants her to go, and that he would bless her with a job, that he would open a door and bless her with the job that he wants her to have. Father, I come to you this morning in no other name but the name of Jesus, lifting up Carla this morning, Lord. Father, I pray that you strengthen her, that you strengthen her faith, Lord, that you give her the strength to fight this battle, Lord. Father, I thank you for her salvation. I thank you for keeping her. I thank you for keeping her safe. I thank you for blessing her, for keeping her two children, Curtis and Carter. I pray, Lord, that your spirit reign over Carla, that you bless her with a job, Lord, that you send her to the right job, Lord, that you open doors on you. You close doors that need to be closed, Father. Direct her to the job that you want her to go to, Lord. Father, I pray that you strengthen her faith in you, Lord, that you provide for her every need. Give her direction. Talk to her, Lord. Let her recognize when you are speaking to her, Lord. Father, I pray that you strengthen her in every area in her life. Give her the desire, Lord, to want to live for you. Give her the desire, Lord, to read your word and to understand your word, Lord. Father, and I know that Carla would not forget to give you the honor, give you the praise, and give you the glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name, and I say it is so. We thank you for the job. We thank you for providing for every need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Is there anyone else with a prayer request or a praise report? As I said this morning, we are in a battle. And if there's anything that you request of the Lord, this is the time to come and let the saints get together and lift you up in prayer, lift your family up in prayer, lift your children, your husband, your wife in prayer this morning. You say, where two or three are gathered, we are in the midst. And I know we have more than two or three on this line this morning. And as we would say, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come to you this morning, lifting up your name, Lord. Honoring your name, glorifying your name, Lord. Because we know beside you there is no other. And you promise us that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. And we call on your name this morning, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call on your name, Father, to do a new thing. We call on your name for a revival in the city of North. We call on your name, Father, to break the chain of religion, break the chain of intimidation, break the chain of sedition, break the chain of pride, the chain of compromise, Father. We bring all these demons before you, Father, because you said at the name of Jesus, every demon shall flee. And we come this morning, Lord, lifting up your name for the city of North, Lord. We come this morning, Father, lifting up your name, Lord, asking for your strength, for your guidance, for your healing. For the people and the city of North, Father, we lift up the leaders, the ones that are in position, the ones that are leading, the ones that have the power, Lord, to direct the people of North, to bring about change in the city of North, Lord. We come against every spirit of murder. We come again, that demon of blood, Lord, that is seeking the young men and women of North, Lord, that is seeking the men and women, the children. We lift up the schools, Lord, this morning. We lift up the businesses, Lord. We lift up the churches, Lord. We lift up every religious minister of religion in the name of Jesus. We lift up every church in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we call on your name to heal the land, Lord. We call on your name for salvation for the city of North, Lord. We call on your name for a revelation, Lord. We come against every spirit, Lord, that is trying to destroy the city of North, Lord. But we know that you said that we have hope in you and we have faith in you. And we come this morning, Lord, crying out for the city of North. We come this morning crying out for the Essex County area. We come this morning crying out for the country, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Because we know that we are not the only group that are praying, Lord. And you are a prayer-answering God. Father, you are still in the business of performing miracles. And we ask for miracles, Lord. We ask for miracles, Lord, for the city of North.
Jesus.
We lift up your people this morning, Lord.
In the name of
we thank
Jesus.
You, Lord, for bringing us through all these winter storms, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping your people, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe, Father. We thank you for keeping our home safe. We thank you for traveling mercy back and forth every day. Lord, Father, lift up all the people who are working in the essential services, Lord. We lift up the police department. We lift up the fire department. We lift up the Department of Transportation, Lord. That you have kept us safe, Lord. During all the snowstorm, you have kept us safe, Lord. During all the inclement weather. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you bring us this far, Lord, and that you are able to see us through the rest of this winter, Lord. Covered under your blood, Jesus. We thank you for keeping our children safe as they go out there in the snow to go to school, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. For keeping us safe. For keeping us from falling on the snow. We thank you, Lord, because I know that it's only you could do it, Lord. I know, Father, it is not easy going out there and walking on the snow. And I know that it's you that has kept us. Lord. And I thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord. Because I know many mornings we don't want to go out there, but we go in your name, Jesus. In your name, Lord. And thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. We thank you for shifting the atmosphere this morning, Lord. We thank you for being in the midst in that meeting this morning, Lord. We thank you for doing what you said you would do, Lord, because I know that you are going to do it. You are going to fight this battle for us, Lord. You are going to hold up our hands, Lord, that we will be able to hold up the hands of the elders that are going forth this morning in your name, Jesus. We rebuke the hands of the enemy. We rebuke the hands of the enemy. And we lift up the hands of those who are battling in your name, Jesus. This morning, Lord, in that battle they are going for this morning, we ask that you bless our pastor, you bless our first lady, Lord, that you give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to go forth in boldness, Lord, and say what thus says the Lord. Give him the wisdom, Lord. Every word that comes out from his mouth, Lord, let it be you speaking to him. Let it be you speaking through Chuck Pierce, Lord. Let it be you prevailing in that meeting this morning, Lord. And everything that the enemy has, every plan that the enemy has to come up against them, Lord, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, go forth in the name of Jesus. We say, go forth in the name of Jesus. This battle is yours, Lord. This battle is yours, Lord. And we go forth in your name, Jesus. We go forth with your blood, Lord. We go forth with your spirit, Lord. Because you said it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit, saying the Lord. And your spirit will prevail in that meeting this morning, Lord. Your spirit will prevail in that meeting. We see a change in the city. We'll see a change in the churches. We'll see a change in your people, Lord. That we will go forth, Lord, with power and with strength, Lord. We will go forth, Lord, with boldness, Lord. And we will run to the Lord. We will walk the streets of God and proclaim that the name of Jesus is the name that we worship, and that your name is the only name that we will bow down before, and that we will call on, Lord. We will not bow down before no spirit. We will not bow down before no idol, but we will bow down before your name. Lord, I lift up the ministry of North Gospel Tabernacle, that we will come forth in spirit and in truth, that we will serve you in spirit and we will in truth. We will not compromise, Lord. Lift up our eyes, Lord. You tell us that you don't want us lukewarm. You don't want us cold. You want us to be hot in your name, Jesus. Help us to go forth with fire, Lord. Give us the fire, Lord. Lord, the fire of
Holy Spirit.
Our battle, Lord, and the battle of our Lord. The battle is yours. Father, lift up every ministry, the music ministry, I lift up the praise ministry. I lift up all your ministry, I lift up the Sunday school ministry. Father, I pray that you move by your spirit, Lord. That you move by your spirit, Lord. That you take out what you need to take out and you replace what you need to replace. But Lord, let your blood prevail, Lord. Let your blood prevail, Lord. Let us go forth, Lord, in power and in might, Lord, that you will do what you have to do, and that your word and your work will go forth as long as the tabernacle. Father, I come before you this morning, lifting up every person that is represented on this line this morning, Lord. Every person that is on this prayer line this morning, Father, I ask that you bless them, that you watch over them, that you keep them, that you provide for their every need, that you provide jobs where jobs are needed, Lord. That you provide peace where peace is needed, Lord. That you bring family together. That you heal where healing. We lift up everyone that is asking for healing on this line this morning, Lord. We ask that you touch our body. You heal, Lord. Every spirit of lack. We come against the spirit of lack this morning, Lord, that you will provide for your people, Lord, that you will give what you see fit to give, Lord, that you will bless where you see blessing is need, Lord, that you will touch each and every one of us on this line this morning, Lord, and as we go forth today, Lord, you go before us, Lord. You give each and every one of us this morning a special anointing, Lord, that we will go forth, Lord, in your name, Jesus, in your name, Lord. Again, we have a few minutes, and if there's anyone with a prayer request, now is the time to come forth, because the Spirit of the Lord is on this line this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise your name. We magnify your name, Lord. We glorify your name this morning, Lord. Because we know that you are able to do what you said you would do, Lord. You are able, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for trusting in you. We thank you, Lord, for moving. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord, because we know we cannot do it without you, Jesus. We cannot do it without you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you this morning for your
Lord. Healing of all those Lord, that we've lifted up before you, God. We think about Aaron Falk this morning, oh God, that is back in his country of St. Lucia, Lord. We pray that you meet him by your spirit, oh God. We lift up, oh God, Mother Etta Bullock. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that you continue to touch her body, oh God, that we
rejoice
even in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh God, our sister Michelle Lewis, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done already, oh God, and we know, Lord God, that you're able to do, oh God, even the more, Lord, because you are our healer. We thank you, Father God, for healing her. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, oh God, situations in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, operating in us, oh God, and through us. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing sicknesses and diseases, oh God, among your people. Father God, today you say that it is not of you, Lord God, for today we know, God, that it is a curse from the enemy. But, Lord God, today we thank you, Lord, that because you are able to heal, Father God, we believe in for your healing, oh God. Visit those, oh God, that might be in the hospitals, oh God. Yes, Lord God, that may not even have someone to look at them, to come and see them, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you are with them. We thank you, Lord God, for the nurses. We thank you for the doctors, oh God, for the wisdom that you give for them, Lord God, that they are able, Lord God, to do, oh God, such an awesome job in the Lord God. Oh God, this morning we lift up this morning, even, oh God, the prisons, oh God. Oh God, look at the prisons. Oh God, as you bring a revival, oh God, this morning, Lord God, you place them there for a purpose, oh God. Oh God, this morning as they go through those seasons, oh God, of the times that they have to spend behind prison bars, Lord God, we pray this morning that you operate on their hearts, oh God, operate on their minds, oh God. Give them, oh God,
yes,
a vision, oh God, this morning. Give them, Lord God, the hope that they need, oh God. Some of them might be hopeless, oh God. Some of them might be suicidal, oh God. But today, Lord God, we pray against every spirit that try to come against them in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that your peace alone that passes all understanding will rest and abide with them. Father God, we pray that you open their eyes, oh God, in the times that they are there. Oh God, give them, Lord God, revelation of your love, oh God, today.
Yes, Lord.
Peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts,
Jesus.
Oh God. Break down every stony heart, oh God, and give them hearts of flesh, oh God. Let them see and know, Lord God. Send people, oh God, that would pray and minister to them right there where they are, Lord God, that would turn their lives around, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just pray your blessings upon them right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we pray that your will. And your will alone will be done in them and through them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, today. We thank you, Lord, today. We thank you, Father, today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. I would like someone to lift up the man. The man of Mount Gospel Tabernacle. Because we need to pray for our man, we pray for our young men, our old men, that God will give them the strength and the know-how and the wisdom to be the man of God that God wants them to be.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you this morning for the men, the young, the middle, and the older, Lord God.
Father
God, we need our men strength, Lord God, for you to strengthen our men, Lord God. Let our men come forth, Lord God, and do the will that you have planted in them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you would touch and put a burning desire in their hearts, in their souls, in their bodies, Lord God. In the name of
Jesus,
we need our men, Lord God. Strengthen our men, Lord, where they are weak, where they are sick, Lord God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father God, and we're going to thank you for this right now. In Jesus' name, Father God, we need leaders, more leaders, Lord God. We're going to need more leaders, Lord God. Men into the North Gospel Tabernacle, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you for it right now. In Jesus' name, for you said to ask and it shall be given. And we're asking you for this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for sending Joshua and Aaron and Lord. We thank you for sending them by the numbers, Lord. We thank you for sending them, Lord. Sending men that will fight a good fight, men that will stand up, men that will be bold, to throw and to know that you have your God, men that will make you the head of their life, Lord. We bring forth these men, Lord, and we thank you in advance, Lord,
Thank you, Lord.
I would also like someone for the 2 minutes we have to pray for the Holy Spirit that's put in my heart to pray for the spirit of retaliation. Because this prayer this morning was a special prayer this morning, and I would like someone to pray for the spirit of against the spirit of retaliation for everyone that is on this prayer line, because as I said, we are in a battle, and we are fighting a good fight, and the enemy is going to retaliate. So this morning, I want to pray again, the spirit of retaliation for everyone on this prayer line. I pray against the spirit of retaliation, against that meeting, against fasting, against everything that is going on this morning in the city of North.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty, you are the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. Father God, today we stand, O God, in agreement. Yes, Lord God, that you see and know all things, God, and your power is mightier than any other power, O God, and you are able, Lord God, to do what we as man are not able to do. God, we lift up, O God, each and every heart, O God, that is represented on this prayer line. O God, or every minister, Lord God, that is going to be a part of the meeting that's for breakfast this morning, Lord God. Yes, Father God, we know that the enemy is not pleased, but we thank you, God, today that we have victory in you, O God, because you sent your Son.
Hallelujah, Jesus, to die on Calvary's cross. Yes, God, and not just to die, oh God, but he rose again. Hallelujah, Jesus, and because he rose, oh God, we know that we have the victory. So the devil
in the name of Jesus,
the devil is defeated, and every spirit of retaliation and every spirit that might try to raise its ugly head this morning, we say, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, we cry out this morning, Lord God, against every spirit of retaliation, and we declare victory in the name of Jesus. We have the victory in you, Christ Jesus. We believe this morning, we agree this morning that we have the victory in you, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment, you shall condemn. Father God, we thank you this morning that we are able to come boldly to your throne of grace. Oh God, and you said in your word that if we ask with faith believing, that we shall receive. So we ask this morning, oh God, that you trample, oh God, and put that spirit, oh God, of retaliation under our feet right now in the name of Jesus. And we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for the victory. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I would like to end this morning with a scripture from Psalm 52 and verse 9. Say, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy face. So God has already done what he said he would do. And we just have to praise him and wait on his name, for it is good before us.
Amen.
I would like to thank everyone for joining us on the prayer line this morning. And remember that the theme for today is the enemy is disabled. So whatever you have to go through this morning or whatever the enemy bring before you this morning, remember that if he is disabled.
Amen.
I would like it. Good. Thank everyone for being on the prayer line on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory. Go in peace. May God bless each and every one of you. And have a blessed and victorious day. God bless.
God bless each and every one.
And may the goodness of God endure continually with everyone.
Bless you. Beautiful job.
Thank you. God bless you, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the prayer line this morning. And we really, truly thank you for your support. And may God continuously bless you. And may his goodness endure it with you continually and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.